This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. The Atlanta Symphony Orchestra has less than 2 weeks before the deadline on contract negotiations between the Symphony and the ASO Players Association. Those negotiations have been going on for over 8 months now, and in that time, several musicians have retired and some have taken positions with other orchestras. As all this is happening, the memory of 2012's labor dispute is still fresh in many people's minds. Jenny Jarvie wrote about the situation for Arts ATL and joins us now. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
If we could begin right off the bat, where do the negotiations sit right now?
Well, as you mentioned, the deadline is next Saturday, September the 6th. And at this point, musicians and management haven't talked that much to the media. They've been pretty tight-lipped. But we do know that pay, healthcare, and the size of the orchestra are key points of contention. Management is proposing to cut pay and healthcare and reduce the size of the orchestra.
If we can put a bit of context for us as to the outcome of the 2012 negotiations.
Right. The musicians were locked out of the symphony for a month, and eventually the symphony orchestra management forced musicians to accept a 15% cut in salary, which is about $27,000 over the minimum for each musician over the course of 2 years. They also dropped the number of full-time musicians. That went down from 95 to 88, and they reduced the season length from 52 to 42 weeks. That was for the first time in 3 decades. The symphony no longer plays a full year, and that's generally seen as a marker of a top-tier orchestra around the country.
52 weeks, at least.
Mm. Yeah.
As far as management goes, what is their exact stance, and what challenges really do they have weighing on them?
They have a $2 million deficit, an annual deficit that they have to deal with. So clearly, you know, this is not easy for them. They also have $5 million accumulated debt. So they are trying to figure out what to do with higher costs, you know, and this sort of weighing debt. And there's also a general question of trying to engage younger audiences into symphony music.
So just 2 years after the last big labor dispute with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, could history repeat itself?
It could go either way. You know, the season is supposed to open in September the 25th. We're not sure.
Yeah, and that doesn't leave a lot of wiggle room.
Right. Yeah. And certainly, you know, in that time, you know, as this uncertainty kind of goes on, people are leaving, an unusually high number of people have retired. Some very highly regarded players, like the Jennifer Humphreys and Colin Williams, have joined orchestras like the New York Philharmonic and the Dallas Symphony.
Now, for those still with the organization, still with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, what is the mood these days?
It's tense. Negotiations have been going on for 8 months now, so this has very much been a long simmering conflict, and I think musicians are very worried that cuts are going to diminish the artistic output and perhaps jeopardize the orchestra's standing. Danny Laufer, who plays the cello, described it as a really painful feeling to sort of have the wheels start to fall off, is how he described it. And I think, you know, that's how many of the musicians who remain in the orchestra kind of feel. They're uncertain about what this is going to mean for the future of the orchestra. One musician that I was speaking to who's leaving for the New York Philharmonic was saying that he was left with this kind of wondering what was going to happen in the future. Management, he said, hadn't been that clear in kind of laying out a path for how they were going to engage the community more and kind of build the orchestra up. And he said that was a very disconcerting feeling.
Do any of them seem to see glimmers of hope?
The mood is downbeat, but I would say that if you look across the country, there are examples of orchestras that are rebounding. Last year, Chicago received two of the largest gifts in its recent history, $32 million, and it's experiencing record attendance and fundraising. After the 2012 lockout in Indianapolis, they've reported a surge of 19% of ticket sales and 30% in subscriptions. So across the country, there are glimmers of hope. Cleveland, Houston, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, Buffalo, Hawaii. Those orchestras are doing well. So I think there is hope for, you know, management and musicians to come together and figure out some way of resolving and kind of resolving the problem at the Atlanta Symphony.
Jenny Jarvie, thank you again so very much for the article and for coming in to talk with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
For a link to Jenny Jarvie's article for Arts ATL, visit wabe.org.